As Barbadians continued to talk about that check sent in the name of Minister Santia Bradshaw, there remains some discussion too about the absence of a promised integrity commission in Barbados. It is part of what is promised in the still-to-be-proclaimed Integrity in Public Life Act.
Let us be very clear. This act has only been there in place for 5 months. The act requires the establishment of a new commission. The establishment of any new entity after the passage of legislation takes considerable time, especially in small states where the same people are doing and are involved in multiple jobs and activities. We have seen it, my friends, with the establishment of the Anti-Corruption Authority. We've seen it with the new Civil Aviation Authority, both of which have passed Parliament more than 18 months ago. There are a series of complex procedures for establishing the Integrity Commission, and indeed, those series will be put fully in place, and I will ask the Attorney General to address them so that you'll be in no doubt as to the steps that are being taken. In the case of civil aviation and anti-corruption, more than 18 months has elapsed since the passage of that legislation, and those entities are not yet fully operational. This is our reality, and I'm not going to fool you. I'm going to give you the facts, because no one was able ever to pass that legislation before, and even when it failed in the last term, this government could have walked away from it. We chose not to. We remained persistent, and indeed the legislation is there now. I have equally said I expect that there are going to be challenges, and those challenges will come from those who are willing to serve in a small society. And we know that that is not going to be a walk in the park, and we have to continue to monitor its impact on the governance of the nation. But I trust that that will be a matter that future generations will have to pass judgment on.
That was Prime Minister Motley speaking in her recent address to the nation. As we await proclamation of the integrity legislation and establishment of its commission, we could also pay some attention to the experience of Jamaica in this regard. Jamaica's Minister of Legal and Constitutional Affairs, Marlene Malahoo Fort, has just criticized the separation of parliamentarians from other public officials, as we hear in this report from Nationwide Radio.
Why single us out? That's the question being asked by Minister Malahoo Fort regarding how the isolation of parliamentarians by the Integrity Commission has opened the group to ridicule, criticism, and suspicion by an already skeptical public.
The report is a little inconsistent, and I think perhaps it may be more helpful instead of clumping together. They either put the category of declarant or they don't specify at all. And I also, while I appreciate why the spotlight will be on parliamentarians, I believe that integrity in public life is not limited to parliamentarians. And I would like to know from the commission themselves, commission itself, and perhaps the commissioners themselves, what is their rationale for spotlighting the parliamentarians separate?
The Legal Affairs Minister is referencing the Integrity Commission's 2022-2023 annual report, which stated that 6 parliamentarians and 28 public officials were under investigation for illicit enrichment. That report was tabled in July of 2023. The individuals in question have yet to be named, and no parliamentarian has admitted to being part of the probe into the so-called illicit six. Minister Malahoo Fort says there are other inconsistencies in the Commission's report which require clarity.
I'm just wondering, Chairman, whether the time has come for us to sit with the Commission to really consider a more useful and productive, may not be the word, but it's the one that comes to mind now, approach to be taken in the putting out of information for the work being done. Because just to use that example of specifying investigation for this offence and nothing more has been said. And if you track the questions and comments in the public domain, there are serious issues. But the discussion overall, I believe, the discussions have not helped very much in inspiring confidence one way or the other.
Meanwhile, Justice Minister Delroy Chuck also questioned the lack of urgency on the part of the Commission to clear the air regarding the illicit six.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.